This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The press secretary, Sarah Sanders, is she quitting her White House job? Oh, man, that's a big story. What a way to kick off this version of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. We go straight to Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News. Ellen, what's the true scoop on this?
Well, we don't know the true scoop on this. All we know is that she tweeted out from her child's, I think it was her daughter, but I'm not sure, kindergarten graduation or whatever, and she basically said they didn't talk to her and that she was very happy working for the POTUS. So we really don't know, and Raj, who is her deputy, we don't know whether he's really going to leave or not, but rumor has it that she's going to leave before the end of the year. But again, we have no idea whether that's true.
Wow, that and that's a big
some press conferences up the yin yang.
Yeah, that's a big story because she has been the deflector. She knows how to. She's really nailed this job, I think, for the president, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the fact is that press secretaries are charged with saying as little as humanly possible.
Exactly. No doubt about that. All right, so we go from that story to now lots of people are talking about 2020, and I'm just going to throw this out to you because I keep thinking about what are the Democrats going to do, and then I was just reading something about Bernie Sanders getting a pretty great reception. Is Bernie Sanders going to run again?
Let me just say something, and I'm an old bat, but the young people, even though they voted for Sanders last time, are not going to vote for an older person again, be it Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders or Joe Biden. It's just not going to happen. I don't know what planet people are on, but, you know, they don't treat old bats in the same kind of way, and old bats are done.
Old bats are done. I love that. Thank you.
Well, I just say it as I see it. What can I say?
Exactly. That's why we love having you on. So Jeff Sessions, he's trying to do a Washington or Potomac two-step, which I guess is the same thing, defending firing Comey and warning that this Department of Justice report could also prompt more terminations. So we're going to see more firings?
Well, I just, you know, again, you never know with Donald Trump. And if I knew what he really was like and could predict his actions, I always say I'd go out to Las Vegas and make a lot of money, but the fact is you just never know what he is going to do, and that is he keeps people guessing. I mean, I think people's jaw dropped when we found out that he talks to Sean Hannity almost every night.
Yeah, boy, and that's true. That is a shocking story, absolutely. All right, how about this whole thing with tariffs, and what happened in Canada and all of that?
Well, all we know is that they are putting on tariffs. They say that, you know, our cattle are causing them, you know, a lot of money, causing the United States a lot of money. In addition to cattle, it's all kinds of ag products, et cetera. So, you know, it's hard to know whether the tariffs that are supposedly just on steel and aluminum are going to be the only tariffs or whether there are really going to be tariffs on agricultural products. We have not yet seen exactly what the tariffs are going to be. I do remind you, though, the old joke in Cleveland, Ohio is they're an iron and steel. His wife irons and he steals.
Oh, I got to use that one. So while all of this is traversing around in the atmosphere that what we've been talking about, I mean, the big question is, and I haven't gotten your take on it, is Kim Jong-un, now there's like a rumor about Mar-a-Lago may be the next place that they meet. Really?
Maybe Mar-a-Lago, maybe the White House. I think that for Kim Jong-un, he would prefer to meet at the White House for obvious reasons, because then he could show people that his father and grandfather couldn't manage to do that, but he was able to do that. I mean, I think he is pushing all this meeting for everything it's worth because, you know, the leader of the free world is the President of the United States. You can like him, you cannot like him, but he is the leader of the free world.
Yeah, for sure. The thing that's also interesting is we get ready in the fact in these midterm elections, and then you have what's happening, and we just mentioned this about 2020 and with the Democrats and whatnot. What's your, and I know you'd be a millionaire if we, and I would too if we could predict exactly, but what's your take on the Republicans and the president while his approval ratings are going up? Is there more distancing of some Republicans, or no, they're trying to get closer to him?
Well, I think that some Republicans are, you know, I think they look at their district, they look at the polling in their district, particularly with members of Congress who are up every 2 years, and, you know, members of the Senate are up every 6 years. So this year more Democrats are up than Republicans, but in the future it might be more Republicans. And as Tip O'Neill said, all politics is local. And so I think that they are looking at their local, you know, exactly what their actual, you know, what polls are showing. Are they, should they be closer to Trump? Should he not be closer to Trump? And I think that is how they're going to decide what they're going to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I think that these guys, you know, they depend on polls, and they're politicians, and that's what politicians do.
Yeah.
They like it
yeah.
or not.
Yeah, and so just one last one, kind of that effect, they're calling it the Trump effect. Was there an influence there in that South Carolina primary race?
Well, again, that is, I have not seen the exit polls, and we don't know whether they did not like Mark Sanford because of his diddly-dallying around with women or a woman, whether they are really big people that are into Trump and they trusted what Trump had to say. That's just what we don't know.
Yeah. All right, Ellen Ratner, thank you so much as always.
Thank you.
So that was great, getting Ellen's take on really the pulse of politics. And I love what she said about, you know, I'm an old bat, and younger people don't want the older people to run, but there's a ton of speculation as to who's going to run for the Democrats, and, you know, who knows who that's going to be, because there's no solid answer, I suppose, to that. But here we are, and 2020 is going to be upon us before you know it, because the way election cycles run anymore, you're not running a year ahead of time. You're running 2 years ahead of time. So that's why this conversation is starting to ratchet up, and it's going to ratchet up even more, trust me, as we look for a scorecard and try to figure out, you know, what's this going to look like as we move forward. And it's hard to believe, you know, that was 2016, this last election, and man, time flies, waits for no man. We know the old cliche, which is why we're starting to have more and more and more of these kinds of conversation. Something that I talked about a ton here on this show is the effect of Kilauea. And it wasn't just Kilauea that erupted, but also the fact that you had the volcano in Guatemala erupt. But the Kilauea volcano eruption has had a massive health impact. So what's going on? We're talking about that on the flip side here on ATN.
Brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Buzz in the land. What are people talking about? For goodness sake, America Tonight is a show about you and for you. So what is it that so many of you are finding yourselves really captivated by? And I have no doubt that one of the things that has been a heavy source of conversation, it still continues to be a source of conversation, is the volcanoes and the situation with the volcanoes erupting. Two different kinds of scenarios, though. Let's talk about Kilauea first. Kilauea has been erupting. There's been conversation about how it's covering over these areas on the Big Island. But now there's the VOG research. You know what a VOG is? It sounds like fog. Well, it is like fog. Only it's crummy, crappy stuff you wouldn't want anywhere near your family. So people who live around that mountain range in Hawaii that they're watching this volcano really spew for the first time since 2008 the way it has been, there's big health problems. And you think, well, what is that? It's the air pollution. If you just stuck your face in that stream of spew that is flying out, that thick volcanic air, it is major problems. And it's terrible for those people. And they're looking at health data now from before the eruption already compared to now during the eruption. So who's at risk? Young kids? Smokers, emphysema patients, and it's this airborne harmful substances are terrible for you, and it's not filtered. And does it reach your respiratory tract? Yeah. And you're pretty much stuck when you're on an island. You can retreat, but you can only retreat so far. And then think about this. And you know, it's funny, but I thought about this. Because if you have kids, you understand this. They go to school. They're in school. What's happening when they're in school? They're a captive audience. And you've got this volcanic air pollution. Guess what it's doing? It's not just streaming up in one big shot up in the sky. It sprinkles out all over the island. So you got schools that the ventilation systems were getting hammered by this, and hospitals too, same thing. Luckily, because there's been a lot of healthcare people that have been studying this rapidly, you know, trying to figure out what can we do for these people, how can I help, they're installing air conditioners, ventilation systems, that kind of thing, to try to cut that impact. But frightening to think about it. You know, see, there's always what are the lingering effects conversation to have. And you know what I mean by that, right? You see something and it seems, oh, that's not in my neighborhood. That's, yes, I live on this island. Oh, I'm sad for those people. Oh, I saw that lava spew. No, it's, I live on this island, and what does that mean for my health? What are my health risks? It reminds me in a very different way of 9/11, because I was in New York when that happened. And I've told the story, but I was working for a huge radio station, WFAN. It was like a huge break for me. So I'm going to say that word like five times. And sadly, 9/11 happens, and there's confusion as to what was it and everything else. But when the decks cleared, and so many firemen that I knew that called the show in a short amount of time, they were going down to what they called the pile again and again and again. But people were just thinking, let's save lives. Oh, my gosh, what can we do? What do we need to do here? And unfortunately, what also happened was lingering health effects for the people who, the fire folks and rescue workers, who spent a ton of time on that pile. Because of the ash that was heavy in the air, especially right after, but not even just then, because it hung around, sending people to the hospitals with all kinds of problems, respiratory problems. Very sad to see what those lingering health concerns have been all these years later, as they really tried to analyze that even a little bit better. So it's not just, oh, there's that volcano, there's that vog that we really can't put our hands on. We know it's not good when you see that. And it does remind me somewhat of that same scenario of 9/11, what was hanging around in the sky. Really awful, awful stuff. By the way, this is something that's also being discussed, I think. When you look at Donald Trump, somebody asked me this the other day, and the timing couldn't have been more perfect. They asked me, how old is Donald Trump? And I said, well, he's in his 70s, and I couldn't remember exactly. And, you know, when you start to get older, the numbers matter, maybe, just like when you're younger. So President Trump is 72 years old. 72nd birthday for Donald Trump. And now he's running again. So running again, and then you talk about being the oldest president, etc., then he would fall into that category. So it's interesting to see all the old pictures, because there's just been this montage of pictures that have been out there to celebrate his birthday and to say this is the prez through the years. And then you realize, oh, yeah, he's certainly made headlines for a very, very long time. I mean, and here's a great trivia question. What was the very first movie that Donald Trump made a cameo in? Think you can answer it? If you can, I will send you a copy of all three of my books, Level the Playing Field, Invade the Man Cave, and Deal Your Own Destiny. In fact, if you don't want all three, you can just pick one, but I will send you all three. First movie Donald Trump appeared in, just go to invadethemancave.com, click on contact, and answer that question, and you'll be a winner. I don't know that if you're not cheating, I don't know that anyone will get this. I'm not sure. Maybe. Maybe not. World Cup. And where are we headed with World Cup and USA? If you haven't heard, the U.S., Canada, and Mexico will host the 2026 FIFA World Cup. How about that? So World Cup returning to the U.S. for the first time since 1994. Wow, I can remember this because it was the first year I did any sports of any kind. And this is very, very big. And this trumped, pardon the expression, a Moroccan proposal for this 48-team tournament. How many votes did it take? 134 votes. Morocco got 65 at what they call the FIFA Congress in Moscow. We could have saved that for the man cave, but I think there's some politics mixed in this. The U.S. proposed staging 60 out of 80 games in 2026. 16 teams will be added to the finals. So Canada and Mexico will have 10 each. There was a big promise of $14 billion to help sway the voters, not giving them $14 billion, but revenue, along with the lack of major construction work required on 16 planned stadiums, because they already exist. So it's much more hazardous for Morocco, because they would have had to build or renovate a lot of the facilities. The infrastructure wasn't there, so I think it was pretty much a layup. President Trump tweeted, the U.S. together with Mexico and Canada just got the World Cup. Congrats. A great deal of hard work. Even though the Prez is feuding with Canada over tariffs in Mexico about the border wall, they're not heavily involved in the World Cup bid, but there was some conversation about that. So you think of the MetLife Stadium. You don't know what it is? It's 87,000 seats is what it is outside of New York, and that is the proposal for the final. Isn't that interesting? Oh, how the world turns, because it's a handful of miles from where the feds started an ongoing investigation into FIFA corruption. Remember, there was 40 soccer officials and businesses indicted, convicted, or pled guilty. World Cup 2026. Get your tickets now. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The GOP-led House this week will hold votes on competing immigration proposals, that amid rising tension and anger over the handling of immigrants at the southern border and the separation of parents and children. The federal detention facility in rural El Paso is a tent city being used to house unaccompanied minors.
This facility is that you would see if you went to any kind of natural disaster site.
Republican Congressman Will Hurd has been inside the encampment, currently housing teenage boys.
There are 20 kids per tent. There's two adults in the room.
Congressman Hurd's district stretches across the Texas-Mexico border.
My constituents that are outraged, they should know that I'm outraged too. What's happening in Tornillo is a symptom of a larger problem.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of section.
It's a deep dive, let me tell you. Hey, here we go. Ready, folks? Thanks for all the emails. You can always go to AmericaTonightRadio.com or go to Invade the Man Cave, click on Contact, and boom, you're in like that. You can let your thoughts flow there. There's lots of ways, lots of roads to get to me and to get to this show. So please keep those emails coming. I love it that so many of you certainly have done that. So let's go to the mailbag without further ado. And this is where we land. And there was lots of conversation about this. So it's no shock. Kim Jong-un. This one from David in Missouri. Kate, I know you said you had him on your nasty list. You should keep him there. I don't trust him as far as I could throw him, although hats off to the prez, as you would say, because he's trying to do something about it, right? And he's big and bold, and he's got him. Let's put it that way. As he calls the meeting, has the meeting, and now people are trying to pull it apart, whatever comes out of it. The president saying North Korea no longer a threat. I think he's really trying to neutralize that threat. So I think you got to give him big, 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 big kudos. I said this the other day that undeniably, if people like Donald Trump, they like the president, then, you know, here you go. You add this to the list. If you don't care for the president, you can't say that this wasn't a historic summit, that this wasn't a big deal, because what other president had any kind of a meeting with the North Korean leader on this magnitude, you know, of this caliber of trying to make something happen and already setting up other meetings. So there is reason for some optimism. North Korea pledged to denuclearize in a joint statement that was signed on Tuesday. What will they? How do you keep track of that? There's just a lot there. There isn't deadlines and timetables or any of that. It's too early to tell. But the rhetoric is flowing nicely. How's that? Got a few more about Kim Jong-un, and I'm going to go to those quickly. And this one from Samantha. Kate, I am not a fan of Donald Trump's for the way he treats women, and any woman, Republican or Democrat, who thinks he's a classy act is a classy idiot. However, I did agree with a comment that you said. And because you constantly remind us, right of right, left of left, they're all invited to your show, so shame on the left if they don't jump on. But you say it's about the conversation. So the conversation about, in itself, a meeting with the wicked, totalitarian, dictator, authoritarian Kim Jong-un should be applauded. No matter what happens, it absolutely is a huge day, because you got to think that thousands are forced into labor camps. There's all kinds of things that are happening in that country. So that will have to change in order for North Korea to be recognized in any way as the world moves forward. Well said. The labor camps, some of the horrific things that have happened in North Korea, which was why he was on my list of those that we would rather see not walking on the planet, meaning Kim Jong-un. But where it happens in the future and how it evolves, these conversations, you know, we don't know at this point. All right, let's move on to something else, because we certainly have talked about this a lot. The World Cup news has spread like wildfire, and there was some fast reaction. This one from Fred. Thumbs up to the World Cup coming back to the U.S. It's been so long since the 90s. There are more kids into soccer, both boys and girls. I think it's a positive. Then this one from Tarico, who says, I am a huge World Cup fan. I grew up in my neighborhood playing soccer. I follow soccer, and I think it's about time. And you'll see mania here like you've never seen before. And what's really cool, Kate, is the revenue will roll into all the places where the World Cup is played. Well, my friend, there is no doubt about that. That's for sure. In the world of mergers and marriages of the corporate kind, yeah, we got a ton of those emails, too. Here from Bob, Comcast, wow, NBC, Comcast, offering Kate Delaney $65 billion to buy the Fox studios. That means Disney is going to get into this fray. Who do you think wins it, Disney or NBC? NBC offered $35 a share, or $65 billion in cash. That tops the Walt Disney Company offering. 19% premium, basically, to Disney's all-stock offer. So there's going to be a bidding war. That's what that has started. And Comcast, NBC Comcast, they'll have to make a decision. You know, the Comcast offered to buy Fox last year, but was spurned away by Fox, which made a deal with Disney because they were worried about the regulatory holdup with Comcast. But Comcast said they were going to make an all-cash bid. All cash is pretty sexy for even businesses. So they're reviewing it. Disney's not talking about it. I don't know. Do you dance with the one that you started to dance with, or do you dump them on the dance floor? I think they're talking about it right now. A lot of things would change, by the way, if this happens. And a lot of heads would roll, as they say. Let's move on. Money, money, money. And this one comes to us from Jacob. A lot of these people who are sending me emails, thank you. You're finding me again, because some of you are people that have emailed me in the past, but I haven't heard from you in a long time. Kate Delaney, I don't know if you saw the list. I know you like lists and numbers because you even have a segment about numbers. I saw something in the USA Today about the 50 worst cities to live in. And I guess the metrics were quality of life, hard to measure, but they tried to. Affordability, safety, job market, education, infrastructure, average commute, air quality, that kind of thing. And it was very interesting to see the cities that were the worst to reside in. I bet a lot of people in the audience would be stunned by some of the cities that were chosen. You know, I looked at that list after I read the email just before we went on the air. And I was looking at South Bend, Indiana. Some of you listening in South Bend. South Bend is one of the most dangerous cities in the United States. They say there were 1,012 violent crimes in South Bend for every 100,000 residents in 2016, more than doubling both the state and national violent crime rate. But, you know, again, this is a small area. They say South Bend is depressed, so that causes that. But I think Notre Dame, but that doesn't matter because you're talking about incidents of and people and property values in South Bend are depressed, and that's the reason why. How about this? New Haven, Connecticut was on the list. And why is that? Unemployment. Terrible. 6.6%. A very weak job market and, of course, financial hardship. Then I was looking at that same thing, and I was looking at Buffalo, New York, and I have friends that live in Buffalo, New York, made like 34 on the list. Worst city to live in the New York State, one of the worst in the country, and they say one of just a handful of cities nationwide where the typical household earns less than $33,000 a year, and that, again, this goes to high jobless rates. So those markets where you see the high jobless rate, you're going to see those numbers that are going to be brutal, and it was all over the place. All over the whole country, there were pockets of this, and I gave you what the criteria was. So that was a great email, actually, because he's right. We always talk about numbers and lists and that kind of thing, and it was interesting to see the cities that were on the list, not necessarily what you would maybe think, but like Baltimore. I knew Baltimore was going to be on the list. It was number 9. And the household income was low for the cost of living there, and goods and services 12% more expensive than in Baltimore than nationwide, which is crazy. 12% is a very big number if you think about it. And then I looked to see what was number 1 on the list, Detroit. And, of course, Detroit, we know. It used to be a flourishing place at the peak of auto manufacturing, and that is way back in the 50s. But now fewer than 700,000 actually live there. So economically depressed city, 1 in every 3 Detroit residents lives below the poverty line. So that number is number 1. Highest unemployment in the United States, 10.9% of the workforce out of work. Yikes. That's not good. Flint, Michigan makes the list. And you think of the water and what happened there. Financial hardship, unemployment rate is double the unemployment rate, so it's nasty there. This one I was surprised by. I've been there, I visited, and I actually liked it. But St. Louis made the list as the worst city to live in, number 3 in Missouri, 3rd worst nationwide. Violence, they say. And then that high crime, some unemployment, depressed areas. Yikes. It makes a difference. And boy, a decade later or so, things can change. We're invading the man cave next here on America Tonight.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The World Cup after FIFA voters said, yeah. They didn't want to go to Morocco. No, because there were so many reasons why that wasn't going to happen. So 60 out of 80 games will be in the U.S. in 2026. That's huge, huge money for these venues and these areas. The finals may be at MetLife Stadium in New York. 87,000 people could be crammed into there. FIFA's had so many problems, the governing body of World Cup, that I think it's smart, because that North American victory suggests that they're really rather to ready to and would rather go to the U.S. and North America for a World Cup in a country whose government has demonstrated its willingness to jail sports leaders who are corrupt through undercover investigations, because they've had so many problems. I mean, so many problems. This is a big deal, my friends, but it's a long way off. There are other things to discuss than FIFA, except for, yes, it is absolutely, you know, it's absolutely worth talking about it because, or mentioning it, because the return signals just so much, and it's also just great news in general for soccer fans. And in the U.S., there are a lot of kids that play soccer. It's I don't think in my lifetime will be as big as football, but I don't know in the future if that's going to hold up. It's one thing to participate, and it's another thing to really, really follow it. There's a big difference there. How about this? In this scenario of we're not going to the White House when we win a championship, the Capitals were actually polled about whether they would accept a White House invite, and they said yes. The majority of Washington Capitals say they would go to the White House and do the president thing. TJ Oshie said, I've thought about it. I think it's an amazing tradition that you do. I realize everyone might have different stands on it, but I think going to the White House, whether people are very political or, you know, whether you like Trump or not, just kind of, in my opinion, it stands for so much more than that. It is something people have been doing for a long time with so many different prezes that I think it would be cool for us to go there. Any excuse to have the cup with you, I think, at least for me, I want to take advantage of it. There were a lot of people that agreed on that team. Brooks Orpik also agreed, and several others did. The Golden State Warriors said they would not go, and especially Steph Curry said he wouldn't. There was that big flap with the Philadelphia Eagles, but the press hasn't invited the Capitals to the White House yet. The Washington Post was all over this, and Barry Trotz told the newspaper that the Cup champions have yet to meet as a team about what they would do if the invitations were extended. But it sounds like the players would do it, so I'm just going to kind of bet that they're going to get that invitation to go. So while some other sports teams are saying no, they may be saying a collective overall, yes, yes, yes. Is what I'm thinking. All right, how about this? In the world of sports, the NFL does rule, and money also rules the day in free agency. Cowboys' Zach Martin got a fat deal. How'd you like to get $40 million for 6 years for playing on the offensive line? Yeah. So the Cowboys wanted to lock him down to a long-term deal during training camp last year, but they didn't go very far. The deal makes him the highest-paid guard in the NFL and among the highest-paid offensive linemen. Because you look at what others have signed for, so that's very, very big. And the Cowboys took Martin in the first round of the 2014 draft. You know, famously passing over the Texas A&M quarterback, Johnny Manziel. They were wise. Martin hasn't missed a game in his career. He's been to the Pro Bowl all four seasons. He's a first-team All-Pro twice, second-team pick twice. So he'll be locked up, and that's a good thing for the Dallas Cowboys because they need someone on that line like Martin, and he can be a sack machine. So it completely makes sense. There's nothing to argue with there. We jump to the hardwoods. And to this story about the former player agent for San Antonio Spurs star Kawhi Leonard actually filed a complaint, oh shocker, in a Florida federal court suing his former agency for allegedly withholding a payment on commissions he says he's owed. Ready for this money? I'd want this money too, all right? A commission on $94.3 million that this guy negotiated for Leonard in 2015? That's a long time. NBA agent Brian Elfis is suing Impact Sports Basketball and its owner, Mitchell Frankel, and the company that bought out all the Impact-branded sports agencies in 2016. Elfis is pursuing up to $5 million in damages against Impact Sports Basketball, etc., etc. So there you go. And Kawhi Leonard hired him in 2011 when he was leaving San Diego State for the NBA draft. He was the one who cut the four-year rookie deal with the Spurs. before negotiating 5 years, $94.3 million. And he represented Kawhi Leonard until 2016. So if he has everything in order, then I think he wins this. If. That's a big if. If we were sitting in the man cave together, maybe we'd be playing a few hands of Texas Hold'em and talking about the U.S. Open in the world of golf. And where's the U.S. Open? Shinnecock Hills. There are lots of predictions as to who could be there in the end. In Vegas, Ricky Fowler is getting a lot of love. Dustin Johnson is the consensus favorite, however, to win the U.S. Open. A lot of bettors do like Ricky Fowler, though. You can make those bets. Fowler has attracted 30% more money than any other golfer at Westgate, a casino in Las Vegas, including a $3,000 bet at 14-1. That's the largest on the tournament. Fowler is looking for his first major championship. Come oh so close. But once you're out there, you're close, your nerves can take over. I don't know. He seems like a cool customer to me. So maybe he can close the deal. Maybe he can close the deal. What about Phil Mickelson? Phil Mickelson is 2 years shy of 50. He says he's a contender for the Grand Slam. He doesn't see any reason why he can't be a contender at this week's U.S. Open, but also the next couple as well. The U.S. Open is the only major championship in the Hall of Famer's golf career that's kept him from completing a career Grand Slam. So different years, but career Grand Slam. U.S. Open is tough. And he finished, he's the Susan Lucci on the greens. He finished runner-up at the tournament 6 times, including 2004, when along with winner Retief Goosen, they were the only players to finish under par at Shinnecock. He likes Shinnecock. But will it like him back? And it's always tough at the U.S. Open. And Mickelson is certainly well aware of that. And he is grouped for the first 2 rounds, Thursday and Friday, with 2 other players who are 1 major away from completing the career Grand Slam. Isn't that interesting? Rory McIlroy, who needs the Masters, and Jordan Spieth, who needs the PGA Championship. That would be a fun group to follow around, although Tiger Woods is one of the golfers a lot of people are talking about. And his gallery, the people following him, in other words, is going to be very, very thick with people. Very thick. By the way, Tiger Woods has talked about the traffic delays getting to Shinnecock Hills, something he doesn't have to worry about when the U.S. Open starts. Why? Because he's staying on his yacht.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.